response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
You know, folks, on Tuesday, we check in with a lot of folks as to what's going on locally here through the New Orleans metropolitan area. And obviously, today is no different. And we're joined by the new vice president of economic development and customer service for Entergy New Orleans, Kia Sherman. Kia, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Thanks for that. I appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. Been talking with folks from Entergy for quite a while now. A lot of new improvements to the grid, a lot of new improvements to certain geographic areas, and I think we're going to talk about one of those this morning.
That's right. We're super excited about what's going to be happening out at the Louisiana International Terminal, which is currently in development. And we want to make sure that New Orleans East benefits from that new terminal. So we've been working on a vision out there with some partners at the city and with our community colleges. And we want to make sure that the residents of New Orleans East and New Orleans are able to take advantage of that economic development opportunity that's going to be arising out there.
So we know that in addition to the LIT, there's some other projects that are going on out there, you know, with a new facilities, sports facilities, arenas, all kinds of different things along that 510 corridor. So tell us, what do we have coming our way?
So you have the Bayou Phoenix property out there, Jazzland Park. There are about nine sites that have been identified as potential sites for logistics. And so those sites will be located along I-510, which kind of branches off of the Port of New Orleans. So the trucking will have to go through that area in order to connect to I-10. So what we've done, and I don't know, have you had a chance to check out our Vimeo video of the whole logistics work? I love that thing. I could watch it over and over. But we're going to have it also on our Facebook and some of our social media after for any of your listeners who would like to take advantage of it and kind of see what we're saying, maybe visual learners like myself. But we have those nine sites, which will be hopefully developed by, you know, companies like Walmart or Amazon, who are going to want to have trucks come to LIT. And then hopefully within about a 30-minute radius, we've been told, is preferable for those companies to unload the trucks and put it in a warehouse and then also send it out on other trucks. And then that process will happen multiple times a day. Those trucks going back to LIT, unloading those containers, and then coming back to the logistics sites, which are located fairly close to LIT. So we want to ensure that the community is prepared. And that's why we're partnering with our community colleges for workforce development and identifying those jobs that'll be needed and the curriculums. So that our people are ready and trained. And so we're also working on doing some of the infrastructure improvements that are going to be needed. So that's our current focus right now.
And the infrastructure improvements, I know that y'all have been replacing major sections of the grid, making it easier to go in in the aftermath of whether it's a thunderstorm, a hurricane, or otherwise. In the design phase of, I guess, making sure that it's a lot easier to get the power back on.
Right.
And I guess it's because of the frequency of times that y'all are out there, right?
Right. In addition to our grid improvements, though, we're also partnering with NORA on an Economic Development Administration grant that would fund a road that will branch off of I-510 that will directly connect our trucks to the logistics sites. So that's the infrastructure that we are currently focused on trying to seek funding for and identify other grants as well.
And that allows you to be unimpeded, right, in your response and what you're doing and possibly pre-staging of vehicles and the like and equipment, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, ideally, this is going to allow the flow of trucking from LIT so that it will branch off of I-510 and go directly into, you know, the Jazzland property. We have a couple of other Jenkins Nora property. These sites are all being developed that for hopefully logistics and warehouse purposes. So we're just trying to facilitate that overall vision and plan.
It's got to be really exciting to see some of the this design work and what people are thinking about that the LIT will actually support as it relates to new business, right? I mean, we've there are not many times in our lifetime that we get to see this kind of transformational type of project unfolding right in front of our eyes.
I can't even tell you how excited I am to be in this position right now, because I see so much potential out in New Orleans East right now between the Port of New Orleans LIT terminal coming online, also what's happening at NASA, at MISHU, you know, with Artemis 2 and Artemis 3 and the property around there. You know, we'll come back hopefully and chat about that another time, but there's so much potential, and we have our Mayor Marino, who is really focused on New Orleans East and ensuring that area is able to take advantage of these economic opportunities as well. I mean, everyone's on board.
What I like about it is that you guys, as the infrastructure players, have been brought in early onset. Historically, that's not always happened, has it?
No. I think, you know, we have a really great working group of entities and partners that are all necessary to make this a success and to help bring this vision to fruition. And so we are one of those partners and are necessary. And we're really doing our best also to be very collaborative with all the other partners, because I think everybody needs to be at the table early on for this to be a success. And, you know, you can just look at what's happened in Savannah and Mobile and Charleston and see the potential if we do things right. So, you know, I couldn't be more happy to be a part of this at this juncture.
So talk to us about, obviously, this will not only impact the 510 corridor, but in other areas of New Orleans East as well, right? I mean, I'm hearing some incredible stories about, as we move further east down the I-10, the opportunity for development as well.
Right. I mean, you know how economic development works. I mean, something might start off in one area. Like, if you think about what's happened at Elmwood, you know, with its warehousing, I think back in like the 70s. And what it has become today with all of the retail that's happened, it spurs further development and investment, right? So what we're doing here right now is the beginning of something bigger, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's going to I love the momentum. I can feel the momentum. And I think I was talking to some folks out in the East the other day. Well, actually, it was a little bit over a month ago. They're feeling the momentum, which is great. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I love that.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys are hearing it too, which is good, because
absolutely,
you know, when it's like this void and it's just crickets out there for a while, you know, it's good to hear that we're thinking about that area of the city out there, and it's had difficult times since Katrina. Yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, it is what it is, and you know, but it doesn't seem like a whole lot of people are crying over spilt milk, that they're all focusing on the future and coming together and collaborating, which is great news for all of us.
Right. Well, this vision is coming together with the residents of New Orleans East. You know, we're having neighborhood association meetings and taking in feedback, incorporating that into our overall vision. So this is a project that we're developing with them.
Got a question here. It's kind of interesting. You know, every conversation, this comes on a text line, every conversation enters two letters, an A and an I. It can't seem to avoid them. Are there folks talking about locating any kind of facility, faculties there or otherwise?
Yeah, we've had conversations with some of those larger logistics companies, like I just mentioned, Walmart, Amazon's, you know, we go to conferences and have those early conversations with them. So this is on their radars. But again, we have to do some work to prepare for them. And that includes those infrastructure upgrades that I mentioned, the road that we need to build so that we can connect those properties to I-510 real easily, and also kind of, you know, relieve some of the congestion that might be there. So we're doing that work. We're also going to be working on some land use issues and regulations with the city to make this more streamlined for those companies and more attractive for them to come in.
Yeah. And the beauty of all of that is, you know, we are collecting more taxes, creating more jobs, turning those dollars. Every dollar that's paid turns over at least seven times in the local micro community. And those are good times. Every time you can turn those dollars over, those are good, positive things that happen in an area. Absolutely. And it's really exciting to hear that everybody is, for now at least, and hopefully we're able to keep it together throughout the entire project, singing off the same sheet of music. Kia Sherman, the new Vice President of Economic Development and Customer Service for Entergy New Orleans, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Truly appreciate it, and have a great week.
Thank you, Noel. You as well. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we're going to visit with Greg Reggio. We're going to talk about the oyster crawl. I'm hungry already. It's going to take place Thursday evening, and we'll talk about all the particulars there and when we return. Stay with us.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.